Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey everyone, this is Stefan. We are live here on YouTube, we're live here on Facebook, and we're also live here on Instagram. I want to welcome you guys to the live stream, and today in this live video, I want to share with you guys a little bit about my experience from attending the National Achievers Congress, which was yesterday in Seattle. I went down with my girlfriend. We actually went down on the day before, spent the night in Seattle, and then spent the day at the National Achievers Congress. Some of the speakers at this event were Tony Robbins, Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank, and Gary Vaynerchuk, amongst a few others as well. And so I thought I'd do a video for you guys just to share a little bit about the experience. I've got here my iPad, and I've got some notes that I took on Evernote at the event. And so this is really just a raw, authentic video. I don't have a script. I don't have any, thing that I'm going to rehearse here. It's just the notes that I have. And oftentimes, whenever I go to a seminar, I always take a lot of notes, and then I make sure within 24 hours of once I learn something that I go through it again, just to really make sure that I internalize it and it really sticks in my memory and becomes a part of me. And I have a process of even internalizing it even after that as well. But before we jump into that, for those that are joining in live, I'd love for you guys to leave a quick comment. Let me know where you guys are from, who you are, your name, where you're joining in from. We've got people here on Instagram from Norway. Awesome. Someone says, Stefan, that you're awesome. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it very much. Let's see who we got here on Facebook. We've got Petrus from South Africa. He says, I love your live videos. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. We got Ralph here. Welcome, Ralph. Awesome. We got Chase here, who I met yesterday. It was a pleasure to meet you, Chase. We've got Rodolfo from San Antonio, Texas. Let's see who we got. We got people from all over here on YouTube, from Sweden, from London, from Ireland, from also Vancouver. Let's see. Awesome. We got Warren. It says, I was in the row behind you. Awesome, guys. We got Rochester, New York. So, you know, Warren was dancing on the stage. That's awesome. That's great. From India. Awesome, guys. All over the world, Italy, Paris. You got from Indiana, Vancouver, Germany, Algeria, Moscow, Russia. Wow, Miami, Florida. Awesome, guys. Well, it's a pleasure to interact with you guys. I love doing these streams. I love sharing with you guys live. And, hopefully, you know, you guys will benefit just from sitting in and having me share some of the notes that I learned from the event. Now, I will say, before I dive into it, first and foremost, make sure that you attend a live event. Attend live events, because for me, that's one of the best ways to learn, to really learn and grow. Don't think that reading a book or me sharing my notes on a video substitutes from the value that you receive by attending a live event. For me, there's a big difference when you're there in the front row, or you're in a, you know, an audience of people, you're live, the speaker's right there, you feel their energy, their presence is magnified by the room, the environment, and you're actually there consuming the information. That has a much different effect than you reading about it in a book or watching a video about it. It's a very, very different experience. And so I love to read books, I love to watch videos, but I know that the biggest change and transformation occurs offline. It occurs in the room. In the room with the speaker, with the coach, with the mentor. And that's why I always attend a lot of live events. And you guys know I'm obsessed with investing in myself. I'm always going to events, seminars. I'm always being a student. I'm committed to mastery. And hopefully I can be an example for you guys in that way also. Okay, so that's one thing. Number two, I'm actually also going to an event next weekend. I'm going to two events. I'm actually flying to San Diego on Monday, and I'll be attending the Brendon Burchard High Performance Academy, and I'll be attending the Traffic and Conversion Summit as well, which are actually happening at the same time. They're like 10 minutes away from each other. And I won't be able to attend much of the sessions at the Traffic and Conversion Summit, but I do have a lot of friends and people in masterminds and whatnot I'll be meeting with, going for lunch with, etc. But again, guys, that's committed to mastery, invest in yourself, improving yourself. That's what's got me to where I'm at today. And I try to do the best I can to be an example for you guys to help you progress in your life in that regard. The other note that I want to mention too is that, I mentioned this before, but my online business mastery accelerator, the price is going up tomorrow. So if you want mentoring from me, coaching from me on a monthly basis, where I teach you more premium in-depth content on building your online business, marketing online, and actually have me answer your questions on a monthly basis to help you accelerate mastery and learn from someone that's been there and done it and achieved a lot of success online, then make sure that you join that. You can join at onlinebusinessmasteryaccelerator.com. Head on over to the website. You'll be able to sign up there. It's a cheaper price than if you wait and sign up. And I've also got $300 worth of bonuses that I'm giving away as well. So for those out there that want the extra help, that want to go deeper than what I just do on these YouTube videos and whatnot, you want more premium content, you want to commit to mastery on a regular basis, work with me long term, and have me answer your questions and work with you in that capacity, then this is what I've been able to make available for you guys at a much more affordable price than me coaching you one-on-one, because coaching one-on-one, I can only do 5 people at a time, and it's very expensive, and it's not available for everybody. So this is the next best thing to that, and it's a lot cheaper, and it's awesome. It's valuable. If you guys enjoy my stuff on YouTube or my free content, then my more premium content is going to benefit you that much more. So that's at onlinebusinessmasteryaccelerator.com. And with that being said, how about we dive into some of the notes that I have here. And again, I take my notes on my usually on my phone, but I use Evernote app, and I usually have a category, a folder for all the seminars, all the things that I attend. And I'll give you guys a little bit of a context from this event. So the 3 main speakers were Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank, Gary Vaynerchuk, and also Tony Robbins. And Tony Robbins was the longest. He spoke for 3 hours, and I'll go into some of the stuff that he shared, and I'm going to share just some general things that I learned. I won't go through everything. Some of the notes that I have here probably won't make much sense to you guys, but I'll try to do the best that I can to explain that to you. I actually, when I signed up for this, I signed up for Diamond, so I sat in the front row. I was like right in the front row, which was a pretty awesome experience. Of course, it's a lot more money. A lot of people can't afford to do that, but what I found is way more powerful. It's amazing how much of a difference it is when you're in the front row versus, the back of the room. You know, just the energy, because when you're in the back of the room, you're looking up at a screen. When you're right in the front row, like with Tony Robbins, he was like right in front of me in a lot of cases and looking at me, speaking right at me. Someone, Carlos here, mentioned there's a photo of Tony Robbins kissing me on the head. And so, yeah, if you guys haven't seen that yet, go to my Instagram or my Snapchat, and you'll see a photo of Tony Robbins kissing me on the head. And a quick story. So I was there in the front row at this event, and Tony Robbins is speaking, and I'm there with my girlfriend. And Tony Robbins, I noticed, was coming over to us quite a bit, you know, standing right in front, speaking right at me and amongst other people in the room as well, of course. But I definitely noticed that he recognized me, that he knew what I was, you know, the videos and the content, my brand and everything like that. And I know a lot of people that are really close to Tony. I know his son, Jarek. I know Eli, who's a top salesperson. He's a good friend of mine for Tony Robbins and knows Tony personally. And I also know Tony's brother-in-law, Scott, who also lives in Vancouver, and I've known for 9 years now. So, you know, I kind of perceive that he probably knows of me because I do a lot of content similar to his, and I'll share a lot of the stuff that he has shared with me. But anyway, so during the event, you know, certain things, like he would, you know, grab my head, and I've got a funny picture on my Instagram story and Snapchat of that, kiss me on the head, you know, fist pump me, you know, as he's walking by and everything. And then what happened was at the end of the event, when everyone's kind of clapping and everything, he came right over to me, me and my girlfriend, and he whispered in my ear, write to me. And he just said, write to me. And he went and said that to my girlfriend too, and he didn't say that to anyone else. And so I thought, wow, that's really fast. Like, what does this mean? Like, why does he want me to write to him? And it's kind of a weird thing. And then afterwards, after the event, there was like a crowd that was kind of surrounding where he was, and he was shaking people's hands and whatnot. And so I was in that crowd, and he was shaking hands, and then he grabbed me. He took my hand. He kissed my hand, and he went like this, and he just said, amazing. Like, amazing, and just giving me a compliment and honoring me in a way. So that was pretty powerful too. Again, I don't really know what that means. You know, I'm just kind of guessing. And then also, he said, let's take a picture. So he took a picture of myself and my girlfriend. And then he said again to write to him and send him the picture on Twitter. So I sent him a tweet. You know, he's doing another event today. It was actually his birthday yesterday too. But, you know, we'll see if it leads to anything, if he contacts me. But, you know, one thing that I've always believed is that the best way to attract a mentor in your life and to get access to them is either add massive value to them, okay, add massive value to them, and in that case of myself, promoting them. I've sent hundreds of people to Tony Robbins seminars just recommending it, and I've sent thousands of people to his content, to his videos, to his work, and I've added a lot of value to him in that way. Or the other way is by you becoming more valuable where they seek you out. I've never really wanted to like go and approach a mentor in a certain way and try to beg them or convince them to mentor me. I've more so wanted to be in a position where I become valuable enough that they recognize me and they know who I am. They recognize who I am, and they view me as someone that has value to them. Because I don't just want to be a fan. I want to be someone that can actually develop a friendship and a relationship with that person. And so that's kind of, you know, what I focused on. And so whether it leads to anything or not, that's totally fine. Everything happens for a reason. And I have no doubt in the future that, you know, as I grow myself and I grow my brand and who I am, that I'll be attracting some of those people that I looked up to before into my life. And that's actually what happened with Dan Locke too. If some of you guys remember a few years ago, Dan Locke was a mentor of mine with online business. And I read his book, and it really impacted me. And I saw him speak at a seminar. And it wasn't until years later that I recommended his book to people that all these people went and they bought his book. And it was like I added value to him. And so he recognized that. And then he approached me. And since then, I've become friends with Dan. I've spoken at his event and interviewed him. And, you know, that's, as I said, is the best way to attract a mentor in your life and develop friendships and relationships. Don't just be a taker. Because when you just message people and just trying to take from them, but you're not trying to add any value whatsoever, then that repels people. That makes it so that they don't want to be around you or surround yourself with you. Okay, so let's dive into some of the notes. So first speaker was Robert Herjavec. So one great thing, you know, Robert shared his story, which is really inspirational, coming from Croatia. You know, his family was poor, and he came to Canada and you know, he basically just hustled and worked hard and got in different opportunities and whatnot. And he shared that story, which is really inspirational. I wouldn't really be able to share that with you guys. But one thing that he shared that I wrote down is that Mark Cuban from Shark Tank, he, you know, him and Robert sat down for lunch one time. And for those that aren't aware, Robert Herjavec is a multimillionaire. He's probably worth over $100 million. But Mark Cuban, on the other hand, also on Shark Tank, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, is a billionaire. So he's at a much higher level of success than Robert is. He's maybe worth a couple billion dollars. And so Robert and Mark were together for lunch. And Mark is worth, his net worth is worth more than everyone else on Shark Tank. And he said to Robert, do you know why you're not more successful than you already are? And here's Robert, you know, somebody who's already successful, already worth over $100 million, and he's getting advice from this billionaire of why he's not more successful. And he said, you know, he asked, no, you know, why? Why am I not more successful? And what Mark said was, it's because you don't dream big enough. You don't dream big enough. And he was like, wow, that's amazing. You know what? You're right. You know, it's true. I'm not dreaming bigger. And that's a good lesson I think we could take from all of us. You know, all of us, we can relate to that in some way. One of the reasons why we're not more successful is because we're not dreaming big enough. We don't believe in ourselves enough, and we don't have a bigger vision for ourselves. When you have that bigger vision and it's exciting, it's big, it's something that you're thinking on a bigger scale, then it's amazing what's possible. You know, it's amazing what's been created in this lifetime when you when you really dream big. And I think it's great to have short-term goals that are achievable, but long-term, a year, 5, 10 years from now, you got to dream big. And I think we could all stretch ourselves to think bigger in our lives about what we're capable of the lifestyle, the amount of money, the relationship, the health, the vitality. And I think a lot of us were afraid to dream much bigger and to open up our eyes to the different possibilities that exist, because we have fear and we have doubts and limitations that hold us back. And there's always something that's holding you back from that next level. And so I just thought that was a really great story that he shared, and a really good lesson that we should just all be dreaming a lot bigger. You know, one thing that he also learned from Mark Cuban is that you can be wrong 1,000 times, but you just need to be right once. Just once, right? You can fail 1,000 times. You just need that one idea, that one thing that works, and that can change your entire life, your entire success. You know, Robert also says, you know, he said, I'm just going to go through a bunch of these notes. Don't lie to yourself. Be honest with yourself about where you're at. Really important. He says that experience and knowledge is more valuable than money. Okay, absolutely. Okay, experience and knowledge, a lot more valuable than money. He says that my desire to do better every day is more important to me than sleep. And so that's pretty fascinating. He was sharing what really drives him and motivates him. And for him, he loves the process of building a business and succeeding, that his desire to do better every day and to excel, that's more important to him than sleep or other things. And I think a lot of people, they make comfort more important to them than the rewards that they're going to get, the long-term rewards of hustling and working hard and achieving success. So always remind yourself that the short-term comfort of the food that tastes good, or sleeping in, or watching the TV, or watching Netflix, or going out with your friends, that provides a short-term comfort for you, but it doesn't lead to a long-term reward. And at times, you've got to be willing to sacrifice those short-term instant gratification for the long-term results that can be available for you in your life. He also talked about, as well as Gary Vaynerchuk, become really great at something. Pick something that you really want to master, something that you really want to go deep with and become great at. And you got to find out what that is. And once you find out what that is, you got to go deep into that. You know, he also shared that the world does not pay for general knowledge. They pay for deep knowledge on a subject. Oh, got a little reminder there. So the deep knowledge, when you go deep on a certain subject and you teach that, you share that, that's when you stand out, you differentiate yourself, because you're providing a more specialized knowledge than just more general knowledge. So that was interesting. So, you know, another interesting that kind of piggybacks on what I said before, when you're comfortable, make a change. When you're comfortable, make a change. Comfort is the beginning of the end. So that moment when you think that you've made the success and you're making all this money and you're doing really well and everything, and you get comfortable and content, that's the beginning of the end, because that's when you lose that drive. That's when you stop being a student. That's when you stop improving yourself and taking action like you did before. And in fact, one thing I learned from Conor McGregor, the UFC champion, he shared how he's still working just as hard today as he was when he was broke and struggling. In fact, he still believes that he hasn't made it, because the moment that you think you've made it, that's when you take the foot off the gas and you stop hustling and really growing at the level that you were before. So that's a pretty interesting concept too. He says, every day someone wakes up with the sole intention of kicking your ass. He reminds himself of that every day. You have to have a great purpose for what you're doing. It cannot just be a paycheck. Robert's purpose is to be able to take care of others that you love. That's why we work so hard. In fact, he shared a really great story about how his dad was always poor, and his dad, you know, his dad always idolized a Cadillac, right, the car. And what happened was, you know, Robert achieved a certain level of success, and he took his dad to a Cadillac dealership and kind of pretend they got lost. And he's like, "Hey, let's go inside the Cadillac dealership." And there's a Cadillac there, and he said, "Dad, why don't you sit inside the Cadillac?" And, you know, he just had this powerful moment where his dad was inside the Cadillac, and he's got his hands on the wheel, and he's just getting emotional, and he just thinks to himself, you know, one day, I'm going to have this Cadillac. And Robert was able to say to his dad, "Today is that day." And he bought his dad that Cadillac, and he said, "You know, that's one of the reasons why you achieve success and make money is not just for yourself, but to be able to really add value, take care of the people that you love, your family, your friends, be able to create magic moments and the impact for them." And I think when you do that, then, you know, it really, it's just a magical thing. And that's one motivation that I have, is I want to be able to, my mom is going to retire soon. And so I want to be able to take her on trips. I want to be able to allow her to see the world and do things that she never got a chance to do, you know, over the last many years of her life. And so things like that, they motivate me. I want to be able to buy my dad a Lamborghini one day. And I just think that'd be such an amazing thing to do because he loves cars. And, you know, that's just a motivator for me. I want to be able to take care of my grandkids, you know, one day and just change the overall, you know, financial lifestyle of my entire family's name and generation for many years to come, many decades and generations to come. And so having that bigger purpose than just yourself, more than just paying your bills or the paycheck, but again, dreaming bigger and the impact that you want to make in the world and the people that you want to serve, that will motivate you more. That will inspire you a lot more. And that's why, that's one of the reasons why these people that are already very successful, they continue to work so hard. Okay, Gary Vaynerchuk talked about how the most important thing online today is to get attention. Okay, get attention. That's the most valuable thing. You have to create content to get attention. Okay, you got to be a content creator. And today there's social media, there's YouTube, there's blogs. There's so many ways of getting content. Gary also shared the importance of self-awareness and really knowing who you are. Because you got to, like I said, know your strengths and really decide what you want to be great at and what you want to master and really master that. For me personally, you know, what I really want to master at this point is creating content, sharing, teaching, learning. Because that's what I enjoy. That's what lights me up the most and really fulfills me the most in my life. And so, you know, I spend a lot of time now going deeper in that. And I try to outsource and build a team that can run the other parts of my business so it can support me. I'd be able to spend the time that I have here today with you guys to be in front of the camera, to share with you guys, to go to events, to learn, to grow, and to be able to add value in other people's lives too. And so having that awareness is really valuable. He also shared, of course, the importance of hustle. You got to work hard. Empathy is really important. He says go all in on Facebook and Instagram, content, content, content. You know, another thing that you said was really interesting, I totally agree with, is that the single biggest reason why you're not putting up enough content is that you're a perfectionist. And, you know, a lot of people, I relate to this too, because I teach people my affiliate marketing mastery course, my Kindle publishing courses, you know, about creating content online. And people don't know because they're a perfectionist. They think that their content has to be amazing and it has to be, you know, top production quality, and it has to be comparable to the top people that are out there. And they have all these things that hold them back from being able to do it. And what Gary Vaynerchuk said is instead of viewing it as creating content, just view it as documenting. Okay, you're documenting your life, you're documenting the things that you've learned, the things you've benefited from, and just document. And when you document in that way, it takes off that pressure and that expectation that you have, and you're just sharing your journey. That's what I've done. You know, I've just been sharing my journey, the things that I learn, and my process of mastery. That's why it's called Project Life Mastery. It's a process for me. It's a project that I'm pursuing, and I'm not, you know, the most successful person in the world by any means, but I can share the things that I learn along the way towards living a great life. He also has a principle called 51-49. 51.49. So basically what that means is, are you giving more value to your employees and your customers than they are giving to you? Okay, so you want to make sure you're always adding value. You're adding value to your customers. You're adding value to your audience. You're adding value to the people in your life more than what they're giving you. And that is one of the secret formulas to success. Don't expect a thing from anybody. Okay, don't have expectations. Be grateful. You know, that's one thing that Gary Vaynerchuk and Tony Robbins spoke about, is gratitude and appreciation. Always be on the offense with optimism. Okay, so another speaker was talking about the key to learning faster is involvement and participation. Okay, involvement and participation. When you are involved, when you participate, when you show up, you obviously get a lot more than just being passive. This is also really important to talk about the mindset. You can learn everything that you want, but if you have the wrong mindset, it'll never work. You can learn all the strategies around marketing, around business, around weight loss, around relationships. You can learn all the tactics. You can learn all the strategies. But if you don't have the right mindset, none of that will work. Because again, 80% of success is your psychology. 20% is the mechanics, right? Your mindset, your psychology. That's one of the important things that Tony Robbins speaks about a lot as well. Money is a result. Okay, money is a result of the value that you add. We live in a world of cause and effect. Thoughts lead to your feelings, which lead to your actions, which lead to your results. So it all starts with controlling your thoughts, mastering your thoughts. You know, we all have a money blueprint. So we all have a blueprint, a belief system around a certain amount of money that we're comfortable with. And similar to a thermostat, if the temperature goes up, you know, it's always going to go back down to that base level blueprint, that thermostat. If it goes down, it'll always go back up. And that's what happens for a lot of people, is they make more money, but it always goes back to what their comfort zone is, their identity of how they define themselves. And it's not until you change your beliefs, your blueprint, that more money will become available to you. The first element of change is awareness. The easiest way to change is to model the blueprint of people that are successful. So you got to learn from others. You got to model people that have the success, the results that you want. Learn from them. Also spoke about the differences between rich people and poor people, the different mentality, the different mindset and beliefs. Rich people, for example, they believe that they create their life. Poor people believe that life happens to them. Okay, so they're a victim, they blame, they justify, they complain. Whereas rich people, they believe they create things, they're in the driver's seat, they are steering the wheel of their life. Another great thing is your life, you know, people say, you know, people that complain, for example, they say that I complain because my life is crappy. And it's actually the other way around. Your life is crappy because you complain, right? So understand that complaining leads to a crappy life. So stop complaining. There's a lot of talk about that too. Rich people play to win. Okay, rich people, they're on the offense. They play to win. They play to make more money. That's how they're thinking. How can I add more value? How can I make more money? Poor people play not to lose. So they're more playing defense. They're more trying to protect and not lose money that they have. They're more focused on trying to save money. And they're more on the defensive side. And defense is fine, but you if you're playing a sport, you gotta have offense. You gotta score goals in order to win. So offense is more important than defense. Rich people think about having both. They think about how they can have the success and the happiness and the spirituality and the love and the generosity and the passion and the relationship and the fitness. They think about having it all, having both. Whereas poor people think about having either or. So they believe, oh, I can either be rich, but I can't be spiritual at the same time. Or if I'm rich, then I won't be happy. Or I'm rich, but I don't have any freedom. Again, rich people think about having it all, and you can have it all. Rich people believe that they're bigger than their problems, whereas poor people believe that they're smaller than their problems. So again, just different, you know, beliefs and everything that was shared, which I found really valuable. What holds people back is their fear. every successful person has fear in their lives, but the difference is that successful people, they don't let it stop them. You know, so you got to feel the fear and do it anyways. Find situations that make you uncomfortable and move into them. So whatever makes you scared or uncomfortable, you've got to embrace that. You've got to move into that. You've got to take that on. If you're afraid to speak in front of public, then do that. Because when you conquer your fear, you're going to have new freedom, new confidence within yourself. If you're afraid to put yourself on camera or video, you've got to move into that. Because when you conquer those fears, it changes your belief and you achieve more results because of that. So you've got to get in the habit of pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. You know, a good declaration they had was, I act in spite of fear, I act in spite of inconvenience, and I act in spite of comfort. Talked about passive income. Passive income is important because it gives you freedom. Zig Ziglar is a good quote from him. He wasn't there, but someone quoted him. You should always be pursuing things that are outside your reach, but within your grasp. There was someone by the name of Jerry Roberts there, talked about publishing, which is really great too. He was talking about the importance of using a book as a marketing tool, that a book is basically an ad without looking like an ad, and it has high perceived value. You can give them away. It's great for marketing in your business. Let's see. Okay, let's move on to Tony Robbins. I've got a few more things before I get to wrap things up with you guys. Tony Robbins, shared the importance of conditioning. Repetition is what wires yourself. So you got to condition yourself, the beliefs that you want, the emotions that you want to experience as much as possible every single day. Like I said, I'm a big fan of morning rituals as a great way to condition yourself. So every single day, every single morning, conditioning the beliefs, the emotions that you want to have in your life. Emotions are the ultimate resource. So whenever people say that I don't have the time, I don't have the money, those are just resources. But what stops people is resourcefulness. And when you can tap into your emotions, your confidence, your determination, your commitment, those are the ultimate emotions that drive you towards achieving what you want. Because when you tap into those emotions, you always find a way. You always find a way to break through and go to the next level. Everyone has an emotional home. So we all have an emotional home of certain emotions that we consistently feel and experience in our life. And you got to recognize what those are. And again, you got to condition the emotions that you want to have in your life. And you either upgrade your home. If you're already happy and fulfilled, you can feel even happier. You want to upgrade that, take it even further. Or you move. If there are certain emotions that are negative, you got to eliminate those emotions from your life and commit to more positive emotions and condition yourself for that. Condition yourself, emotions, regardless of being tired, regardless of feeling like it. I think a lot of people, they base what they do based on their feelings, whether they feel like it or not. But listen, you've got to do things when you don't feel like it. You got to do it when you don't feel like going to the gym. You got to do it when you don't feel like working on your business, or you just want to relax, you just want to watch TV, you just want to hang it on Netflix or watch YouTube videos. You've got to push yourself to act in spite of discomfort and inconvenience, okay? And you got to develop that willpower, that muscle. And the more that you can, then the more that you're going to have more discipline and better results in your life too. Putting yourself in a peak state every day is the most important thing that you can do for your business, relationships, and life. So when you put yourself in that peak state of happiness, joy, passion, commitment, love, whatever the emotions are, confidence, that's the best thing you can do for your life. Because when you're in a better state, you're going to take more action in your business, you're going to conquer fears, things aren't going to affect you as much, you're going to have a better relationship, more passion because the best of you showing up, you're going to eat healthier. It's really the most important thing. And again, I always go back to that as part of your ritual, because your ritual is the time in the morning to put yourself in that peak state, to be at your best, because that is what will impact the rest of your life. Obsession is the first step to achieving anything. You've got to obsess over it. So when you fully obsess over your goals, an outcome, something that you're after, when you make it so important, you're thinking about it constantly, that is one of the most valuable things that a lot of people do when they achieve success. Massive action is the cure-all. massive action really cures everything. So if you're scared, if you're, you know, you've got a doubt or limiting belief, anything, just take action. That's what cures everything in life. Okay, I got a bunch more stuff here. Let me see what else I can share with you guys. You know, so Tony talked about, you know, the importance of who you spend time with is who you become. Surrounding yourself with people, that's one of the most important decisions you can make. But, you know, an even more important decision that he shared, spending quite a bit of time on, is really just the decision to be in a beautiful state, to live your life in a beautiful state, and to end suffering. And suffering, he describes as any negative emotion that comes up, such as frustration, anger, fear, doubt, stress, anxiety. These are all suffering states, and beautiful states are positive states. They're states like happiness and joy and gratitude and appreciation and passion and love and confidence and peace and courage. Those are all beautiful states. And he describes that it's really just a decision that you make. You got to decide to no longer live in this suffering state. And he has something called the 90-second rule, which is that you don't allow yourself to experience a suffering state for more than 90 seconds, that you got to snap yourself out of it. And the best way to do that is to get into a state of gratitude, because when you're suffering, what causes that is when you're obsessing over yourself. You're obsessing over why things aren't the way that you want them to be. You're obsessing over people not doing what you want, or that you're not where you want to be, or that you're obsessing over some problem that you have or yourself. And the way you get out of that is through gratitude. You start to appreciate the blessings you have in your life. You start to appreciate the people you have. And you start to notice all the beauty, all the amazing things around you. When you do, then you can't be in a grateful state and be angry or frustrated or depressed simultaneously. So just asking yourself questions and focusing on what's great in your life is really the solution. And making that decision every single day, and making the decision that life is too short to suffer. You know, you have to, you know, end that suffering in your life and get outside of yourself. Let me see anything else. You know what? Those are the main things, guys. So those are the main things that I learned from the event. Again, the notes that I have here don't do a live event justice. It's a much different experience being there than just kind of hearing the information. I think a lot of people get obsessed too much over the information, but they don't understand it's the emotion behind the information that's the most valuable thing. Because, you know, I there's things that I learn from a book or a video, and it has a certain impact, but it's much different when I'm actually, you know, at the event, in the seminar, with that person face-to-face, and they are communicating to me with energy and emotion and passion. That means something totally different to you in your life than just the information you might read about in a book. So it doesn't do it justice. So if you have a chance to go to live events, I highly recommend that you do. That's really what, you know, what makes some of the biggest differences in my life. Okay, so let's see what people are saying here on social media. Awesome. Somebody here on Instagram saw me there at the event. Yeah, I met quite a few people at the event, which is always fun. The more that I go to these events too, I especially more that my channel and my content grows, the more people that recognize me and come up to me. And so it's always an honor to meet people in person and shake your hand and hear your story and learn a little bit about yourself. And so if I didn't meet you at the event or at a future event, then it's always a pleasure. And you can often find me at a lot of these events and meet me there, or some of the own events that I put on as well. Okay, let's see what people are saying here on Facebook. Oh, and by the way, guys, so if you're joining in late, this video will be up on YouTube. So make sure you follow Project Life Mastery on YouTube. And then also make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. Okay, you can find me just by searching for Stephan James, you know, or just search for Stephan James 23 on Instagram. And that's Stephan James. I got a lot more content that I put up there. I do a lot of streams on my Facebook and Instagram now too. And then also check out my Snapchat and Instagram story for more actual pictures and videos during the event. So that will disappear in less than 24 hours. So make sure that if you want to get more behind the scenes, and there's some funny pictures there, a picture of Tony Robbins, you know, kissing me on the head and grabbing my head and, you know, some funny things like that too, so that you can see that's only available on my Instagram and Snapchat story. My Snapchat is StephanJames1, okay, S-T-E-F-A-N, James1. That's the username for that. And you can find me on Facebook too. Now, if you're on YouTube, I've got links in the YouTube description usually. Okay. Let's see. Awesome. We got Jamie here. Good to see you, Jamie. Let's see. Someone says, make an updated juicer video. Yeah, I mean, the video that I'd create on juicing would be the same as the video that I did years ago. So there's not really much more to share. So the juices that I get now, I get delivered to me anyway. So I get delivered twice a week because I, you know, for me, the time that it takes to juice, it's more valuable for me just to pay someone to do that for me. And so that's what I personally do today. Stark says, hey, Stefan, what is the first that appear in your mind if you think back about this Congress? Really just the energy from it, because every time you also go to an event, the energy that you get, the motivation, the drive, I found to be extremely valuable as well. So, you know, that's why I like going to events. I get pumped up, fired up. Maybe it only lasts for a few weeks or a few months, but that energy, it's like, it's amazing what you can accomplish from that and how fired up that you get. And understand that, you know, motivation is like taking a bath. You got to do it every day, right? So you always got to be feeding yourself and putting yourself in those environments, because that's what allows you to really, you know, keep that momentum going. And so I've been to over 100 seminars now, I bet. And, you know, I just get so much energy from it. And I'm always learning new things too. And it gets me fired up. And I go back to certain seminars I went to before, and I reintegrate the stuff that I learned from it. And so it's just really, really powerful. Chase says, hey, Stefan, have you done any contact about being in a mastermind group? Well, I have a mastermind that I'm doing this year. It's by application only. I think there's still a few spots left at projectlifemastery.com/mastermind. It's not for everyone. It's a lot more expensive. It's $5,000 to join my mastermind, where I'm doing a live event with people. Unaffordable for most, but you know, some people on here might be the right fit for. Otherwise, my online business mastery accelerator is a much more affordable way to get your questions answered by me every month with business and marketing. And that's, again, the price is going up on that, guys, tomorrow. So onlinebusinessmasteryaccelerator.com. And then I personally am part of several masterminds. So I pay to be a part of masterminds, to be around other successful people and go to events and whatnot too. And so I'm always doing that personally. Okay, we'll take one more comment here. Okay, someone here says, thanks for everything that you do, Stefan. You're a big inspiration to get me into Kindle publishing and self-improvement as a whole, leaving my job in 3 to 6 months to start my own business, thanks to you. Awesome, my friend. Definitely an honor. Good luck. Happy to hear the progress that you've been making. Happy to be play a small part in that too. Awesome. Someone says, attending a Tony Robbins event in April. Highly recommend it, guys. Tony Robbins, his events are powerful, guys. You know, definitely made a huge impact in my life. All right, guys. Well, I have got to bounce. Thank you guys so much for joining today and having me share these notes with you guys. Hopefully you guys benefited from it. Tomorrow I'm going to be doing a live stream, most likely, for my February goals report. So I'm going to share an update of the progress that I made towards my goals that I set for myself this year. You know, if you guys are around, I'm not sure what time it'll be, but I'll be going live and sharing an update with that. Had a great month in February. Other than that, guys, I appreciate you guys very much. I love you guys. And again, make sure that you follow me on Instagram, on Facebook, on Snapchat for some more content that I have available too. And then love to have you in the Online Business Mastery Accelerator. But if not, I want to wish you guys best of luck. Hope you guys are crushing it towards your goals that you have for yourself this year. And I look forward to adding more value to you guys soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.